You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The television show of The Lord of the Rings. It's called The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. It's going to be coming out on
Prime.
Is it Prime?
Yeah. Josh, our producer, was freaking out because they dropped the trailer yesterday, and he came running in. He's like, you got to watch this. You got to watch this.
Oh yeah.
Here He's a big Amazon Lord of the Prime. Rings nerd. So
it's going to, yeah, here we go. Comes to Prime in September. That's when it starts. The thing is, this series so far has cost them $500 million to make. Half a million. It better be good.
It better be for that money.
And people have been saying kind of like, well, we've already had, you know, essentially six movies to cover all of this stuff. What have they possibly got? Well, they released details a little bit yesterday, little teasers. The Rings of Power unites all the major stories of Middle-earth's Second Age, the forging of the rings, the rise of the Dark Lord Sauron, and the last alliance of elves and men.
Oh.
It says, until now, audiences have only seen on screen the story of the One Ring, but before there was one, there were many, and we're excited to share the epic story of them all.
Nice. This will go on for years. They say it is the most expensive series ever made.
Really?
Ever.
Good. Well, it makes sense. $500 million.
Half a billion right off the get-go. That's Jeff Bezos money.
Can you imagine
money.
If it flops?
I know. Everyone's like, meh.
Whoa.
Meh.
Interesting story out about how the average person needs to do some sort of like reset or reboot of their life every so often. And the survey found that the average person needs at least one change. Now, this can be a minor change to a major change. But the average person needs at least one every 7 months. That sounds about right to me.
So instead of the 7-year itch, this is the 7-month itch.
Yeah, just
could be relationship or anything, you know.
Now it can be something, you know, like just changing your diet, changing, you know, your workout routine, maybe changing a hairstyle. But it goes up. I mean, the list kind of scrolls along till you get to people needing a new car every 7 years. That's about where I have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like 7 to 9 for me with cars. And then check this out. People are looking for something new in their relationships every 8 years.
Ooh. So that's
now,
the 8 years.
I'm wondering if that's got to include friendships too. Because, you know, I always joke about how I turn my friends over every 7 years.
Yeah.
This is obviously more true than funny. And the average person is looking for a change at work every 8 years. You and I are weirdos.
We're way past due then.
We're weirdos. So that's going on. Now, if rebooting, resetting your life includes finally getting out and doing some travel, the good people at TripAdvisor have released the little survey they've done of the top travel destinations. Now, granted, travel is very difficult right now, but let's say we can all dream and go where we want to go. They have listed their top 10 trending destinations in the world for this year and the top 10 for the United States of America this year. In the world, I gotta say, I would love to go here, and I've never been, is Mallorca, the island in the Mediterranean off the coast of Spain. Beautiful, man. I want to go there. Cairo, Egypt is number 2. I want to go there because I want to climb the pyramid, the Great Pyramid. And Greece was number 3. I want to go there, too.
Get on it.
Oh, I can't right now. This travel stuff is a mess. For the U.S. of A., number 1 was the Big Island in Hawaii.
Pretty.
Now, I will say I went there as part of a little science, a week of science study, and I was in nerd heaven, man.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Which island did you guys go to?
Kauai.
Kauai, that's right. But it's also equally
also
gorgeous.
Also gorgeous, yeah.
Different. It's a different kind
different
of gorgeous.
Different type. Yeah, it's a remote gorgeous.
And number 2 on the list for the United States, I'm going to anger some people who are from this part of the country. Charleston, South Carolina.
I declare.
We heard so much about Charleston that like three and a half, 4 years ago, we went. I was not impressed at all. So maybe I just missed what you're supposed to see.
Some of the good stuff,
there.
Huh?
I guess. And number 3, Jeremy, kind of sounds like up your alley, Branson, Missouri.
Oh, I've been there. My parents pulled us there when we were kids. Got to go see Andy Williams and Yakov Smirnoff. And oh, yeah. Been there, done that.
That's hilarious. And number four for the U.S. is Moab, which also
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
That's gorgeous. So, anyway, what else is trending?
Betty White is still in the news. More money is rolling in with that Betty White challenge where people gave to local animal shelters and rescues and other animal-related organizations. This time around, the Los Angeles Zoo is touting that they raised or brought in over $75,000 in donations this week in recognition of Betty White's 100th birthday. Betty was an honorary zookeeper there. She was a donor and a board member. Some of the donations came in from big names like Disney, who donated $25,000. Pink's Hot Dogs, which we talked about, is because she was a big hot dog fan. They donated $3,000, and then a bunch of other places. So the zoo also set up a little memorial garden full of white roses for Betty. So that's quite nice. Sweet. Betty is feeding the hippos. She's helping feed the hippos in the afterlife. What else is going on? Oh, the whole rift between Britney Spears and her sister Jamie Lynn now hit the courts. Britney's lawyer sent Jamie Lynn a cease and desist letter telling her to stop, quote, publicly airing false or fantastical grievances. That sounds like a Disney movie. In order to sell copies of her new autobiography. And if she doesn't, Britney gonna sue you.
Are we at the point where this entire family just needs
they
to go
just
away
need to go
while?
Away. They just need to all be sued. Britney's take all their money.
The entire family. The whole Spears clan just
needs get rid of them.
Just disappear for like 5 years.
Fantastical grievances.
This is like a J.K. Rowling story.
Yes,
more than
anything. Kroger just put out a list of food trend predictions for 2022, and they're expecting a big comeback, a big resurgence in 90s foods. Things like pizza bagels and Fluffernutter sandwiches. Corn dogs made the list. Was that big in the 90s, or has that just been big forever? Everything bagel seasoning, the everything seasoning, is supposed to be big this year. I like that. And then a lot of plant-based foods and things like that. So, I don't know. The whole list is on our Facebook if you want to check that out. New study for our daters out there. This is coming from dating.com. They found the average person needs to exchange about 30 messages before they're comfortable meeting with a person in person. So about 30 messages back and forth before you start feeling like, all right, this might work out. This might be good.
That's a lot.
Hey, be thankful you don't live in Canada. They said it's about 100 messages in Canada before you're like, yeah, okay, I'll grab a drink with this weirdo on the other line.
Although I guess 30 messages, if that includes both sides, it's just you 15 times saying something and them saying something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they mean by it. How do they define messages?
Unless it's 30 and 30 or 30 all in one. You know, I don't know. I don't care. I'm happily
and
married.
And you don't care.
If you've struggled to get a good night's sleep, put down the melatonin and pick up a paintbrush. New study out this morning from Sleep Junkie says you should be painting your bedroom purple. A purple bedroom has been reported to help people sleep just a little bit better. Up next, blue. If you're not a big fan of purple, try blue. And on the flip side, don't paint your bedroom green. You'll be up all night. They say green is the worst color to paint your bedroom. It's up there with yellow and brown. And
at my old house there in off of Parker Road.
Yeah.
That I just moved from. I painted the bedroom this really pretty, like a light greenish gray type color.
Yeah.
And you remember, I couldn't sleep very well. When I moved to this new house, the master bedroom has got this like light blue like ceiling.
Yeah,
thing.
Is it better? It's like the
and
sky.
I sleep better.
Do you paint little clouds
if
on
something
it?
To this little clouds. You know.
Well, your last house, you were single too, and from what I hear, there wasn't much sleeping going on in that room anyway. Hey, oh. Come see my green room. This is my 30th text.
Yeah, on text 31,
I have a green room.
The green room. Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny article out this morning from BuzzFeed. They have a rundown of 14 horrific job postings, and they are actually quite funny to go through. My favorite is a place looking for a candidate that must have thick skin, be able to take verbal abuse, and be able to take verbal abuse from a micromanaging boss. That was actually in the job listing. There's 14 of them. They're pretty funny. They're on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.